Moncrief on News Talk.
An ingrown toenail is never pleasant, but particularly during the summer months when you might want to be wearing sandals. Niall Donoghue is a podiatrist with Spa Clinic in Dublin. Niall, good afternoon.
Sean, hello.
Explain, what is an ingrown toenail?
That is a good question. It is anything that is painful down the either the medial or the lateral border, the sides of the nail, if you like. If there's pain in any way, shape or form, technically speaking, it's an ingrown toenail.
Okay, so the nail isn't growing someplace it shouldn't be or anything.
It can be because the nail is too thick. It should be like a nice sheet of paper, but it can be thick like a cardboard, and it's putting extra pressure, and it has nowhere else to go because the shoe counter, if you like, where the toes should be, is too shallow, and everything just gets pushed down. It can be a spike or a spicule of nail that has kind of penetrated into the skin. That's probably the one that most people would be familiar with, and you can try to treat that conservatively, but a lot of the time you just need to come in and have the old nail surgery done on it and have it done for good.
Okay, so are there kind of scenarios if your shoes are too tight that the nail is being physically shoved back into the foot?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, if you look down at your fingernail, for example, the shiny bit, I'm using terminology that people would be more familiar with, that's your nail plate, and then you have this groove down the side which is called a nail sulcus. So the nail plate finishes at the sulcus and then it touches the skin. So if you can get a wound set up there so easily. You know, if the shoe is too tight or you're playing badminton or something like that, it's a constant micro trauma. So the sulcus can get inflamed and red and sore.
Yeah.
That's how it starts.
How sore?
Very sore. Like, very sore. Like, it can be extremely debilitating. You could, we'd have had big rugby players literally crying in the chair. It's so sore. Yeah.
And at this time of the year, if people are walking around in sandals and you have an ingrown toenail or the starts of one, is that just a heightened to nothing? You're going to make it considerably worse.
A lot of people, they tend to try and fix themselves. So they have a good old dig or good old poke. And that's just going to exacerbate. That's just going to make it worse. So the first thing to do is really just do nothing. Just do nothing. Just bathe it in warm, salty water. You can buy a little dressing in the pharmacy called Inadine. Drape it over it very, very lightly. And the medicine will drain down into the sulcus and it'll settle down that inflammation a little bit. But, you know, if it's gone too far, you won't be really able to do much yourself. You got to get yourself into a podiatry clinic.
Yeah. Are some people prone to it more than others?
Yeah, there's definitely a genetic predisposition for it as well. So, the a lot of the time the nail plate is just simply too big. It's too wide. And that can be genetic. Yeah.
Oh, ouch. Somebody wants to know, can you wear nail varnish on your feet when you have a fungal infection? For the summer, I don't want all my toes exposed and I want to wear sandals but still look nice. What's the best recommendation?
Well, it's great for covering it up. if you want to hide it from the public, yeah, it's fine. Short term is fine. I wouldn't be doing any of the long term shellacs or anything there like that. And if you are, you know, just use it for an event, a holiday, a function, a wedding or whatever like that, and then have it taken off and then get the fungus addressed when you come back.
Yeah. I've just come back from the Camino and now I think my toenail may fall off. Should I pull it off or wait for it to fall off? It is black and horrible to look at and I really don't want to lose the nail. How long would it take to grow back?
It'll probably take a full year to grow back. It'll start at
really?
Yeah. I mean, if you put a magic marker, a permanent at the cuticle, you watch that grow further and further distally and it'll be at the top in about a year. But that, it sounds like that, you know, that's a hematoma, that's a blood blister underneath the nail. The nail, it'll probably just self die and just fall off and she'll find it in the bed some morning.
Yeah, which is probably going to do itself anyway. So if people go in for treatment, are there different sorts of treatment you can get?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can, if it's not too advanced, you can go down the conservative road. You could put like a nail brace, or you can treat it more as a wound. If there's a spike or a spicule, that needs to come out, and then you use a drape underneath the sulcus, if you like, just to stop it pressing against the wound. That's the conservative method. But, you know, if it's gone too far, you need to anesthetize the toe, drain the toe blood, separate it, remove that piece of nail that's causing the pain, take it out, and then kill off the root that supplies us the that section of the nail.
Okay. And if you kill off the root, does that have an effect on the nail long term?
It does. Well, it'll narrow it. It'll make it more narrow because back to what I was saying, like sometimes the nail plate is just too wide.
Yeah.
So it makes it more narrow, and that's usually a permanent fixture.
Yeah. And is that the most extreme treatment, or is there?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, partial nail avulsion. You do.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, yeah. But that would probably be for someone who's prone to getting it a lot, because I assume you get repeat business, do you?
Yeah. I mean, I tend to, you know, say to the patient, you know, look, we'll try 2-3 times to do this conservatively, and then the next time it's just bite the bullet and get the surgery done.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know, are there any treatment that works on fungal nails?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of options out there at the moment. I mean, there's some pretty good research stacked up now that particularly light frequencies of laser work. So we use a lunula laser, which is FDA cleared and CE approved for onychomycosis or fungal nail infections. And you've got oral applications, you've got debridements, you've got lots of different treatments out at the moment that are quite effective.
I got shellac pedicures for the summer months, so probably about 4 months in a row. Will this damage my toenails long term?
No. Nails are pretty tough. They will regenerate. It's probably a good for that person, that patient, to just have a bit of a break. And once the summer's over, maybe don't put any on until from October till springtime.
Mm.
The nails will regenerate. They'll come back just fine.
I have a question for the nail guy. That's your name now. Yeah. I had a heavy trolley run over my big toe. A few years later, the nail fell off. Well, the top half. Now it only grows up halfway. Is there anything you can do?
It sounds like the matrix is damaged or the nail bed is permanently damaged on that. So nails will only grow healthy if there's something to attach to.
Yeah.
So it sounds like that they've done some permanent damage to that nail.
Yeah. So there's no nail equivalent of an implant.
You can get a nail reconstruction done. So that can be done. It's a medicated acrylic type of material that's mixed up and applied onto the healthy portion of the nail. Mm. And it's a bit like a veneer, we're able to synthesize a good fake nail.
Yeah. And does that last permanently or do you have
to
get that replaced?
No, they grow out. I mean, you tend to get better value if your nail is particularly slow growing. It stays on for longer.
Mm.
But no, it's, as I said, it's great for, you know, a function or a holiday or something like that.
As a parent, how often should I be cutting my child's toenails?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it depends on the child. I know that sounds a bit funny, but sometimes just using an emery board is a good way to do it. How frequent? Maybe every 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay.
So they're going to be long.
Yeah.
But
yeah, not that much. After years and years of putting up with ingrown toenails, I got my big toenails fully removed.
Yeah.
My wife and kids now call my two big toes Phil and Grant after the two EastEnders actors. Does that have to happen sometimes?
Yeah, that sounds... No. Well, look, it sounds like that they had what's called a total nail avulsion. And with phenol. So the phenol was put right across from medial to lateral, so from the left to the right of the toe, which is killing the entire matrix of the nail, so no nail will grow. So that's why it has that kind of bald appearance.
Wow.
If you get it done differently and you just go for the medial and the lateral, the left and the right side of the nail to be removed and finalized, you get a strip of nail in the middle. It tends to be much more aesthetically pleasing.
Does everyone need to be getting pedicures? I've cracked heels and toenails that curl, and I find the effect it never really lasts, but I can't afford to be getting them looked after all the time.
Do they need it? Well, you know, it depends. I mean, if those cracks are deep fissures that are expanding when you put weight bear and they're getting infected, well, that would need to be treated. Yeah, but there's no kind of overnight cure for those types of things.
Someone says they had an ingrown toenail 10 years ago. I had to have a procedure done. Wouldn't wish one on my worst enemy, the most painful thing ever.
So you should have come to me, you know.
Yeah.
So,
nice pivot.
Yeah, it's you know, putting in that anaesthetic is there's a skill in that, you know, and you have to put it in very, very slowly, putting a little bit of anaesthetic underneath the skin, so when the needle goes in the second time, it's not painful. But sometimes, if clinics are busy and hospitals are busy, you know, the doctor will just go for it, and that can be painful.
Yeah. If I was to get a big toe full nail removal, are there any complications? Is it risky considering how important the big toe is for balance walking?
And the question is just if the nail is removed.
The nail is removed, I assume, rather than the toe itself.
Yeah, no, yeah. It won't have any complications insofar as balance or anything like that.
Yeah. Any treatment other than surgery for bunions?
A lot of the time it's just looking at the footwear. I mean, if there's a biomechanical issue with the foot that needs to be balanced, perhaps with an orthotic, that can take weight off the bunion. But there are a couple of non-invasive options out there. Mm. But unfortunately, nothing to correct. If they're talking about the structural, big, obvious bunion, there's nothing there that can correct that without a surgical intervention.
Yeah. Niall, thanks a million for coming into us. That was Niall Donoghue there, podiatrist with Spa Clinic in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.